All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny. No, it's not. It's Grimm's Adult Games Corner, and we are back with more Treasure of Nadia. Let's get started. I fed a bird an antacid tablet, and it exploded. It was awesome. Okay, mate. I don't even see any birds. Well, I guess there's birds walking around. I want to see what happens when you do that now. No birds were harmed in the making of this adult game, huh? Alright, so I don't have the metal detector. What am I supposed to be doing? Not at the beach, for one.
It's such a lovely day. No need to be at the old lighthouse.
Well, I'm glad you're able to take a break, Albert. Hello, Janet. Hi, Albert.
There he is. The boy here helped save the day.
What did you do, Grimm? Oh, well, I helped Albert clear the library of rodents. The library has a rat problem?
Not anymore. We've cleared them all.
Nice to see you.
Hello, Naomi. Fancy seeing you here. I'd like to introduce you to my friend Albert and Janet. Hello, Naomi. I'm Janet.
Ah, Naomi. A beautiful name for a beautiful brown goddess. Albert!
Aren't you a friendly gentleman? It's a pleasure to meet you both. And how do you know Grimm? Well, she's... Grimm is my daughter Elia's new boyfriend. Is that so? Making yourself comfortable here in Cape Vedra, I see.
Oh, well, Elia isn't exactly my girlfriend.
Oh, nonsense. She clearly likes you, Grimm. Isn't that wonderful? You found a girlfriend. Janet, don't embarrass me.
Congratulations, Grimm. Any offspring of hers is bound to be the perfect catch.
You know, Albert, I think I saw a storm cloud coming in from the east.
A storm cloud? This is bad news for the sailors of Cape Vedra. I'd better get back to the lighthouse right away. Stop by and see me, Grimm. I may have some interesting things to show you in the future.
What an interesting old man. He's been alone for a long time. You know, Naomi, why don't you bring Elia over to our place? I have a daughter named Kaylee who I'm sure would love to meet new friends. Whoops. Well, I don't know what he said there. Today is such a nice day. How about we have a pool party, just like the good old days? You have a pool? That sounds like it could be fun. Well, yeah, but you have an entire beach to yourself. I'm sure a pool like Janet's would be underwhelming. I'd love to come over today. Elliot would be thrilled to meet some new people. Wonderful. I'll go home and let Kaylee know we'll be having guests over. Please show Naomi and Elliot to our house, Grimm. Kaylee would be so excited. Or... Janet is quite generous and has a great body.
Naomi, what the hell?
I'm only teasing you, Grimm. Naomi, I told Kaylee that I had sex with you. A very juicy choice, Grimm. And I told her I had sex with Elia. Very juicy indeed. Well, what are we going to do? She knows what I've done. Do whatever you want to do, baby, but I'll be stopping by with Elia. I bet she'll get along great with Kaylee.
Well, do you really think so?
Kaylee seemed mad. Come on, Grimm, let Kaylee decide for herself who she does and doesn't like. Elia could use some more friends.
Okay, Janet's house is the first one on the left after you leave the library, but don't rush. Give me time to talk to Kaylee first.
I'm sure it will take Elia and I both a good while to find the perfect bikini to impress our big man.
Oh, God.
She got laid. And she knows how to use me.
Don't feed this bird. Give me a bird. I'm really gonna seem to fuck the golden bear.
Trying to blow up birds over here. Kaboom! Another ginseng plant. Don't eat it, it'll raise your blood pressure. I mean, there's nothing there. Oh! Another stone talisman. Alright. Now we're done with a stone talisman collecting for a hot minute. No, I'm not going to save my game every 5 minutes. Thank you. Just awesome. Fine. Kaylee.
I'm going to work out real quick. No, okay.
Grim, get out of my room, pervert. No. But Mom! Come on, Kaylee, don't be rude when Grim's girlfriend comes over. Hey, Kaylee, sorry to be troublesome, but you know how Janet is. I had no choice in the matter. Oh my god, Grim, now I just feel sorry for you. Don't be so dramatic, Kaylee. Naomi and her daughter are coming over, and it'll be fun. We both should meet new people, Kaylee. Fine. Are you going swimming too, Kaylee? Of course she is. We don't want our guests to feel awkward, do we? Oh, it's gonna be awkward no matter what I do. I promise you that. Don't mind Kaylee, she's just being negative. I'm sure your girlfriend will love her. Janet, don't use the girlfriend word while she's here. I better go change it to my new bikini. Bikini, I hope it isn't too much. I'm sure you'll fit in with whatever Naomi is going to be wearing. Hot tub. In the pool. Nope. Barbecue, anyone? No, okay. Oh shit, it's them! You can do this! You made it, and you both look great! Dad isn't happy. He never is! Ellie, I love your swimsuit. Thanks, Grim. My mom gave it to me to wear. I'd like to introduce you to Janet and Kaylee, but they're busy chaining. But they're busy changing. Aelia can't wait to meet Kaylee. Isn't that right, Aelia? I am excited, but I'm also scared she won't like me. Nonsense. She just needs to get to know you and then she'll like you. I'm sorry. Aelia, don't say you're sorry. I'm okay, Mom. Janet, don't you look incredible in that bikini? Oh, this? It's new, but I'm glad to hear you like it. You seem to have great taste. Aelia, this is Janet. Nice to meet you, ma'am. It's a pleasure to meet you, Aelia. You can call me Janet. Janet's a pretty name. Well, aren't you nice? I'm sure Grim here has met such a lovely young lady. Hey, Kaylee. Aelia and Naomi are here. Nice to meet you. I like Kaylee. I'm sorry, I like the name Kaylee. Okay. But I like you too. Aelia, don't be nervous. I've not seen you around, Aelia. Aelia spends much of her time at home.
Beef jerky.
I don't go out much. But you're here now, and we're glad you came. Thank you, Miss Janet. Come on, everyone, the pool is back here.
sure, Father. Ah, my daughter's going out again. This is...
Come on in, Aelia. The water isn't cold at all. Come on, don't be afraid of it. I'm the one who has to clean it, and I know it's clean. Oh, I'm sure you do a lovely job. I'm just a bit timid when I get into water. Come on, Aelia, jump in. It's fun. Whoosh! Ah! It's too deep! Just stand up, girl. You're not much of a swimmer, are you, Aelia? Oh, this isn't so bad. She lives next to a big frickin' ocean body, and she doesn't like water. Weird. How do you not know how to swim? Doesn't everyone learn that? I'm sorry, I am not very adventurous. Again, she only knows about beef jerky. Aelia lives on a private island. Isn't that cool? You're the one who lives on Estero Key? Yeah, I've lived there my whole life. Grim and I lived here our whole lives, too. Well, until Grim left for school. Don't tell Janet, but I think I'm done with the SU. I'd rather be a treasure hunter. Really, Grim? Trying to follow in Idaho's footsteps? How do you think that's gonna work out? Grim is very good at treasure hunting. We found a magical cave together. A magic cave? It was a native shrine. You better be careful, Aelia. Grim here can be quite the troublemaker. Troublemaker? Come on, Kaylee. I think Grim might be heading for waters too deep to swim. You have trouble swimming too, Grim? Maybe we can learn to swim together. I'll have you both know I'm an excellent swimmer. I can swim in 2, 3, 4 pools at once, no problem. Big talk for someone so inexperienced. How many pools do you have? I'm a fast learner. And, you know, maybe if you were a little more supportive of my swimming habits. Why do you think I care about where you swim? Clearly you do. I'm confused. It's fine, Aelia. I just wish I had a friend that I can rely on to talk about swimming. That's all. You guys really take swimming seriously. Did you know Kaylee was the fastest runner in her school? Wow, really? How fast can you run? Well, since you brought it up, I can run 100 meters in 12 seconds. Wow, that sounds really fast. I can also squat 200 pounds. Almost. Wow, that's amazing. What's a squat? You'll never meet a more physically capable girl, Aelia. Can you teach me to swim, Kaylee? Well, I mean, I can help, I guess. How long does it take to learn to swim? Swimming isn't that hard if you have some basic coordination. Oh no, I don't think I have that. Believe in yourself, Aelia. You can do it. Oh, what are the ladies doing over there? It looks like my mom and Janet are getting along nicely. I wonder what they're talking about. You know, I think I'm gonna go check on them and see if they need anything. I'll leave you two to do your girl talk, or whatever you call it. Really, Grim? Thank you for being my friend, Kaylee. Yeah, it's no biggie. Don't be gone long, Grim. You'll be fine, Kaylee.
Lovely ladies are talking about.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Hello, ladies.
Taking a break from the pool to hang out with us? Kaylee's teaching Aelia how to swim. How wonderful. I'm so glad she's making new friends. Say, Grim, would you be a dear and get us a couple of drinks? Oh, yes, I'd love a drink. Sure thing, I'll see what I can find.
What do we have here?
Iced tea. Here's some iced tea. I wonder if there's any alcohol I can add to Naomi's drink. She'd appreciate the extra effort.
No, bye will be back, as Arnold says. Oh.
Naomi would want some alcohol. Where is it that I saw alcohol? Alcohol, yes. But it isn't the rum she likes.
What could this be?
Ah, yes, Janet's stash of booze. I can sneak a little bit. I'm sure Janet won't notice. Iced tea with alcohol. Good way to drink iced tea. I don't know, actually I tried it and it didn't work for me. Teach their own. There's the girls. She's looking around like she doesn't know what the hell she's doing.
Oh, hi dear.
She's speaking awful fast. Oh, hi dear! Are you good? How many caffeine pills did you take, lady? Is it cocaine?
What's up?
Would you be a dear and get us a couple of drinks? Here you go. A couple of iced teas for you lovely ladies.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Is there something special with this iced tea? It has a certain kick to it.
Oops, I think I gave you the wrong drink.
Oh, it's fine, Grim. It tastes good. Yes, mine is refreshing as well.
Oh.
Naomi here was telling me that Elia's father got pretty upset at you. Sam is so very protective of her. He's always filled with worry. I know what it's like to be overprotective sometimes, but it's nice that Elia has such loving parents.
I know, it's getting annoying, right? But that's literally how the fucking voice actress sounds.
Elia is Sam's whole world. He always wanted a child of his own, and Elia was a gift in our lives. You see, Elia is our adopted daughter.
I thought so. Because I knew that wasn't fucking happening.
Her real parents were killed in a boating accident almost 20 years ago. I didn't know Elia was adopted. That's horrible, but I'm glad she ended up in your lives. Yes, she was a gift from the heavens. Our lives are enriched by her every day. But we've come to a crossroads, Sam and I. Elia is a sponge ready to soak up a wonderful world, and I plan to help set her free. Well, I'm certainly glad you approve of me. Too bad I've had to sneak around your husband. Oh, I'm sure you'll grow on him, Grim. You're a nice young man. If you say so, Janet. Aren't the both of you just gorgeous people? Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks, Naomi.
Isn't Janet beautiful, Grim?
Yeah, of course she is.
Thank you, Grim. You're also very handsome. He sure is more than handsome. Damn sexy, if you ask me. Oh, ha ha ha. Yes, he is a sexy guy. Janet! Yeah, if you two don't mind, I need to use the restroom. Grim, please show Naomi where the restrooms are. My pleasure. Follow me, Naomi. The restrooms are upstairs, Naomi. Janet's bedroom is on the left and it has the nicer restroom. Oh, Grim, Janet is such a delicious-looking woman. I'm just eating her up. Oh God, Naomi, and I didn't even give you the drink with alcohol in it. Wait, you spiked Janet's drink? I was trying to give it to you. I knew you would probably want some, but Janet doesn't usually have alcohol here. Well, I mean, except Janet's secret stash in her bedroom. Are you sneaking around Janet's bedroom?
I mean...
Silly little boy. Wait, what are you gonna do in Janet's room? Come on, Grim. Let's get naughty. Look at it, Grim. Janet's bed.
Come on, Naomi. The restroom is in the back.
I'm not here to use the restroom. I want you to fuck me on Janet's bed.
What? Why here? Can we go to my place later?
No, baby. I want it right here on Janet's comfy bed. What if someone comes up here? Wouldn't that be exciting?
What? No!
Don't I look like a tasty treat for my big boy?
Of course you do, Naomi, but she'll smell us on the sheets.
Oh God, I'm wet at just the thought of Janet laying and sleeping in our sex mess.
Shit, fine, but let's hurry.
Not so fast, Grim. Bring that mouth over here first. Good boy. Lap up that delicious pussy. Make me soaked. These bedsheets have not been washed. Can you smell her, Grim? Haha, of course you can.
Okay, There's a lot of that going on in these games. Please, Naomi, can I put it in now?
Yes, baby. Come to Mama.
Well, that reached about her stomach. Oh, it's so good!
How does it feel, Grim, taking me on Janet's bed? Please don't talk about Janet while we're fucking. Am I confusing my big boy? Naomi, stop. It's okay, baby. Just let yourself go. Naomi, what about Aelia? She's all yours, Grim. But what about us? Oh, silly boy. You'll make Aelia and I very happy in time. Don't worry. When the time comes, you'll be able to enjoy us both. I don't understand. Aelia would be very angry if she knew about us. Trust me, baby.
Fuck! Oh, Naomi, you feel incredible.
Fuck me, baby. Fuck me hard, she says. Give Mama that cock.
I'm going to come!
Yes, baby, let me see all that delicious cum.
Well, gotta get some carpet cleaner now. I think that'll work, right? Carpet cleaner?
I don't know. I mean, something. Fabric cleaner? Febreze? No. No one used Febreze on that. Naomi, why did you angle my cock away from you? Now it's all over Janet's bed. Oops, clumsy me. She did it on fucking purpose. Naomi, you did that on purpose. Was that Kaylee? Oh my, I think Kaylee was spying on us, Grim. Oh shit, you're getting me into trouble, Naomi. Thanks for showing me the restroom, Grim. I think he did a little more than show her the restroom. Oh shit, what the hell do I do now? I just made a mess of Janet's sheets. And what the hell is Kaylee gonna think? I need to find her. Oh, Lord.
What do them Duke boys get into this time?
Kaylee, after you got out of the pool, I swam to the ladder all by myself. That's great. It's been nice to get to know you and you, Janet, and you too, Kaylee. Thank you for visiting us. You should come see our beach. That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it, Kaylee? Yeah, beaches are cool, I guess. Come on, Aelia, let's go home to your father before he starts to worry again. Goodbye, Kaylee. Thank you for helping me swim. And goodbye, Grim. Thank you for introducing me to your friend. My pleasure, Aelia. Goodbye, Grim.
Oh, where is that daughter and wife of mine?
Kaylee, were you spying on me?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, Kaylee, I saw you watching. I just want you to know it's not my fault. Naomi made me do it.
Why did she do that, Grim? On Mom's bed. She gets turned on by risk-taking. She wanted the risk of getting caught. And I guess that's what happened. What's it like, Grim? Sex? How does it fit? How did you make it fit? It's just something that happens.
Oh, let me explain to you the birds and the bees.
I watched it, Grim. I couldn't look away. I'm sorry. It's okay, Kaylee. Don't be sad. I liked it. I liked watching her.
Ooh, there's money on the ground. What nice people. You've met a lovely girl, Grim. Oh yeah, Janet, she's a really likable girl. Kaylee, what did you think of Alia? She's nice. I think they get along all right. I guess Kaylee is still shy. Don't be hard on her, Janet. She made some progress today. Well, I better go shower and change back. Feel free to stay as long as you'd like, Grim. There we go. $5. Now I got $10. That's an easy way to make $10, just walking around, right? Okay, where am I going to now? Ooh, more money. What am I gonna do with all my money? Jenna's changing, I can't go in there now. Kaylee, is it okay to talk right now? Look, Grim, I won't tell Mom what I saw you do on her bed, but you'll find out, won't she? I mean, come on. Thanks. I have to admit, Grim, I liked it better when you were like me. What do you mean? You've had sex now. You looked like a pro. Now I feel alone again, like some sort of freak. You have to put yourself out there, Kaylee. You'll find someone in no time. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle Alia's mom? I don't know, Kaylee. Naomi wants me to hook up with her daughter, but she also wants me to hook up with her. What does Alia want? Is she okay with you doing her mom? I don't think she'd like it. Then you need to stop it, for her sake. You're right, Kaylee. It's not fair to Alia. Naomi has a spell on me. She is a beautiful woman, but you're also very good-looking, Grim. You think I'm good-looking? What? Don't look at me like that. I mean, you said it. Jeez, take a compliment and shut up already. Ooh, look at her eyes light up. Okay, there we go. Thanks, Kaylee. Kaylee, if you have any questions about sex, you can come talk to me. I won't tell Janet. Thanks, Grim. I'm glad I can count on you. So what's next? Grim! You wouldn't believe these beaches on these beaches. I'm there. I don't see nobody. You know, Grim, since your father passed, I've been meaning to give you something that he left me. Oh yeah? What is it? That's the thing, I don't really know. Come, take a look.
It won't work.
It's a chest? Your father gave me the small puzzle box that he said has an important item in it, something that he told me would lead to a very rare and valuable treasure. He was in a hurry to leave and never got around to telling me how to open it. Years went by and its existence had slipped my mind. I'm afraid with his passing now, the code may be lost forever. Maybe I can help figure it out. I'll leave the box here. If you can open it, the contents are all yours.
Pardon me, yeah.
Thanks, Albert. Any clues? There was a note attached to it. Have a look.
Candles on the altar. Tall pillars holding up the red roof. Celtic crosses on the yard of stones. Okay. Okay, so I know how to do this. Interesting. I bet I can figure it out. Good luck, Grim.
What's up?
Good luck trying to open the lockbox, Grim. I've tried and failed for many years.
Man, I mean, the shit's right there. You'd have to be an imbecile not to...
Wow.
Just $100 right there, huh? Okay. So, let's look. The number of pillars holding up the red roof. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 pillars holding up the red roof. So we know one number is 8. Okay, we got 8 candles on the altar. Okay, we gotta go all the way to the altar. Yeah, I can go on the altar. 6. There's 6 candles on the altar. So we've got 6, 8, and then the graveyard. Six, eight, four? Guidebook. Wow, it's Dad's old treasure hunting guide for Cape Vedra. With this, I bet I can find more valuable treasures lying around. The rare guidebook replaces your old field guidebook in your inventory. With this book, you now have an additional chance of getting rare treasures.
Good day.
Hi there.
You did it, Grim. What did you find inside the lockbox?
It's a field guide for finding some valuable treasure.
I hope it serves you well in your adventure, Grim.
I hope so as well, sir.
What do we have here?
Ah, Jade Talisman. Oh, I bet I can feed...
All right, Mr. Goose, your days are numbered.
No, maybe not. I keep trying to blow up these birds.
Yes?
What's new?
Do you have more tension to release? I have this. It's called a ginseng plant, and you paid quite a bit for them.
Take a look at this.
There's only one plant. Like, you'd think she would put more plants out there. Janet's home. Alright, so now that I got that, what's next? I don't know. Do I have the shoelaces? And the boots? Stay out of my store, you gimly-looking asshole! I didn't do shit! What was that all about? I was trying to buy a new memory card for my camera, but I wanted to test it first. So I turned on my camera and I accidentally snapped a picture. That doesn't sound so bad. The clerk thought I was aiming it at her while she was bending over. Well, did you aim the camera at her? Yeah, but... Did you snap a picture of her? Well, yeah, but... Can I have the photo? What? Why? I'm curious to see what kind of picture you accidentally took.
Oh, it's awful. Totally out of focus. Let me see. Okay. That's not out of focus, mate. Oh no, Ash. It looks like you took your time on this one. No way, it's horrible. Totally the wrong aperture. The lens was all wrong, too. It's okay, dude. Just give me a copy and I won't tell Emily that you totally creeped on her. Oh, so you're creeping on her too, then. Hey, you can't judge me after taking a picture like this. Fine, you can have the photo. Thanks. Don't show it to the clerk. Of course I won't. What is all this? Gold ore. Silver ore. Alumina. Red dragon for Prisha. That might be cool. $40 for some shoe glue. Man, that ain't even what it costs. Never mind. Everything is highway robbery. I bet I got another puzzle. Nope. Somewhere in a full mask, but oh yeah, I know. I just can't remember everything I need. Oh, I got everything I need. All right, I got it all. All right, gods, I offer to you the shoe glue, the shoelaces, the leather gloves, and the damaged boots.
It worked.
And I got some stomping boots. These new boots are impervious to the stings and bites of venomous creatures. Go squash some bugs. Oh yeah. Starship Troopers style. Hey, homie, this is our turf. Oh, shit, it's Claire and the goons. If we need to dive, I'm bringing my own gear. The two of you aren't coming with me.
The hell we aren't.
We're splitting up.
We must be careful of Boss Lady. No more upsetting her.
We have to attack this from two angles now. Sophia wants information on the Tikpok. I'm going to search the coast for their shipwreck.
And what the hell are we going to do?
Keep looking for more medallions. Search any cave that has the sounds of the ocean inside of it. We've been doing that for days, Claire. Keep doing it. I'm going to try and find some sort of nugget of information that will keep Sophia happy. Meet me back here once the sun goes down.
Affirmative.
Finally, a moment of alone.
A moment of alone?
I can wash these nasty clothes. Oh, is she now? What's she doing? Washing her clothes in the river like the women of old. Oh shit, Claire's taking her clothes off to wash them in the river. What a view. Look at that ass.
It is an impressive ass, I'd say.
As much as I'd love to soak up this scene, I should take advantage of this moment to rummage around her stuff and see what information I can find. The Tikpok treasure. Tikpok was the last remaining undiscovered city of the South American coastal jungles. The Tikpok culture evolved to be indistinguishable from any Aztec or Mayan cultures from which they came. Their isolation was almost certainly due to the unfathomable amount of wealth the city hoarded for themselves.
A culture of paranoia and extreme government shaped and twisted the city and its people. By the time their secrets were uncovered, they stood no chance of defending themselves. But the Tikpok shamans would rather every one of their people die than lose 1 ounce of treasure to the Akab Kaakol. Having no true means to defend themselves, their efforts were in vain, and thus came the end for the wealthiest city that ever existed, a city kept secret for thousands of years. So the treasure belongs to a tribe called the Tikpok. Hey, what the hell are you doing? Oh shit, I was just spying on me again? Well, I was just taking a walk in the jungle and... Give me back my book. You're looking for the Tikpok treasure. You're in over your head, Grim. Hey, give me some information and maybe I can help you too. What could you possibly do for me? I don't know, but I'm the son of Idaho Johnson. I can find some way to help you. I'm not a babysitter and I'm not risking this expedition involving the clueless offspring of an arrogant jackass. It's taken me years of work to uncover what I know. He wasn't going to rob me of this, and you sure as hell won't either. She's not giving up anything. But at least now I know the name Tikpok. Maybe Diana can help me. No one tells me. Ginseng plant. Stone talisman.
What do we have here?
Ooh, the ultra shovel handle.
What do we have here?
A flopping fish. We got new lures at the bait shop. Hold on, a recipe. Got a recipe. For the pickaxe. A wrench grip, a grappling hook, gaffer tape, and a pipe wrench. What have I got? Got the pipe wrench. Do I need the metal hook? No, it doesn't say that. I need a grappling hook.
All right, motherfucker, this is our turf. Ah! Ah! Ah!
Ain't shit over here, though. Killed them motherfuckers for nothing. They died for nothing. What the hell's wrong with this bird?
What could this be?
Silver talisman. The hell, you dumbass bird? Alright, bird, your days are numbered. What the hell? Wow!
It worked.
The bird just exploded.
What do we have here?
One antacid tablet in. It's Thanksgiving! Wow, a gold talisman. Stone talisman, stone talisman. Oh, okay, you need 3 stone talismans and a gold ore. Gold ore costs 4,000. Keep that in mind, guys. So, stone talismans have to be worth a shitload for that to be worth it. I don't have a key. I got the chest, but I don't have the key.
I don't think so.
I don't need it, bro.
Whoa there! This park is closed for renovation. There are many dangerous things down this path. I'll have to ask you to leave. Okay.
Looks like the ranger is at it again. I better be careful not to get caught.
What do we have
Well, see, I got my stomping boots, but... I'm gonna go up there. I mean, it, oh, what's it say?
This isn't right.
Oh, okay, I don't have a grappling hook.
Hello there.
Hey there.
I managed to get a hold of a secret book that was talking about a South American tribe called the Tikpak. A secret book? It was just the journal of a competing treasure hunter. What can you tell me about the Tikpak? Tikpak was a city uncovered in South America. The Tikpak people were of interest to the archaeological community for the bizarre lack of written language. They survived in isolation until the 1500s, but not much more was discovered about them. Do you think the treasure of Nadia from the myths was actually about Tikpak? If Tikpak had hidden treasure, it would have been found by now. The journal said that the Tikpak culture was shaped by isolation and that their isolation was driven by their wealth. If that's true, then perhaps someone already found the treasure.
The Nightfire Pirates?
If the myths are to be believed, it would line up. Maybe the treasure of Nadia isn't as much of a work of fiction as first thought. This competing treasure hunter of yours must be privy to new information. No serious archaeologist would suggest Nadia as a real place. I'll just have to keep digging to find out more. Good luck, Grim. What the hell? This door is closed. I wonder where Emily went. I'm already at the library. Oh, wow. Look at that.
What's new?
Good day.
Good day.
Why aren't you at the store taking a day off? On the contrary, I'm here researching. Researching for your love potion formula? You got it. Something was wrong with our test. I don't know, I thought it went pretty well. Grim, it didn't work at all.
Oh, yeah.
The problem must be one of the ingredients is wrong. What do you think the problem is? There are different types of ginseng plants. I'm still fairly sure that whoever made the formula only used the local ingredients. But perhaps there's another type of ginseng we should use.
There's more than one?
Yes, Grim, help me find a book that would give me more information on ginseng plants.
Sure thing, I can help.
I can't open Diana's storage chest. Oh!
What could this be?
Cape Vedra pine cones.
What could this be?
Cactus plants.
What do we have here?
Perennials.
What could this be?
Local edible roots. Botany. Help me locate a book that covers the topic of ginseng plants.
I don't understand.
Oh, sorry.
Yes?
What's new?
Okay, it wasn't already. Okay. I was thinking. Great work! You knew that a ginseng plant was a perennial. I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah. I totally knew that.
Let's see here. Of course, there's a red ginseng plant in Cape Vedra.
A red one? Did you guys notice it?
Yes, and the effects are different. This could be the missing ingredient. So we just need to find the red ginseng and it'll work? I'm not so sure. I've been looking into the lab reports. I think the love potion requires seeding from its own source. What does that mean? It means that I have to use the love potion to make more love potion. If that's true, how did the first love potion get made? Good question, but if we can at least get a formula to work with seeding, I would be one step closer to figuring out this mystery. I need to go into the jungle. I want to find that plant. Let me help you.
You're coming with me, Grim. We may need to go off trail, and I need someone strong to help me.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty strong.
You look fit. You're fit, aren't you?
Yeah, I can help.
Good, I'll meet you at the park. Don't be long. I can't keep the store closed forever. She's a cute young lady, Grim.
Oh, Emily? Yeah, she's cute.
I overheard your conversation. What are you up to, Grim?
Emily and I have been working on a love potion.
Oh, Grim, those things never work.
This one does. I know it.
Oh, really? How do you know it works?
Well, we used it.
Silly boy. The ladies' man like his father. It was Emily's idea. I'm just helping her out. She's a lucky girl to have you, then.
I guess I am pretty charming.
Haha, you're adorable, Grim.
Is that a good thing?
Don't even think about it. Go have fun with Emily.
Maybe when we're finished making the love potion, you'd want to be a customer.
So, you think it'll take a love potion, do you?
I didn't mean to imply.
You better go, Grim. Don't want to keep your girl waiting.
Bye, Diana. So, what are we looking for?
It's a red plant, but it's not like the green ginseng plants. The red ginseng is more rare. We'll need to keep our eyes open. Which way should we go? Let's go this way. Damn, I don't see any signs of it. Be patient, Emily. We just started looking. I know, but I'm nervous about keeping the store closed. If my dad found out, he'd get really mad. That sucks. But if I can make this love potion and earn a lot of money, I can prove to him that I can make it on my own.
I know what it's like to want to impress a parent. That's why I'm trying to be a treasure hunter. It's what my dad would have wanted.
Did he pressure you into it?
Well, not really. I've just always wanted to be like him.
I suppose in a way I want to be like my father, but I have no interest in his stores. I simply want to prove myself to him and make my own name. If you can make love potions, you'll be as rich as he is. Now, wouldn't that be interesting?
I'll help you, Emily. I'm here for you.
I want this to work as much as you do. Of course you do, pervert.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm a bit of a womanizer. It's in my genes, but I think you're smart and I think you'll pull this off.
You really think so?
Of course, I think you'll figure it out. You're a very determined person.
Well, I was a straight-A student.
See, you've got what it takes.
Thank you, Grim, for believing in me.
Come on, Emily, let's go deeper into the jungle. I'm sure we'll find some red ginseng.
I don't see any red plants.
Wait, look up on the cliff.
It's a red plant. Maybe it's red ginseng. You've got a good eye, Grim. It sure is high up. Maybe we can figure out a way to knock it off the ledge.
I bet I can climb up there.
Grim, don't hurt yourself.
I'm a fit guy, Emily, remember?
Well, yeah, you're in good shape, but that's a steep cliff. Can you climb?
How hard can it be?
Be careful.
It's fine. It's no biggie.
You don't have to impress me, Grim. I already like you.
It's okay. Climbing isn't so hard.
Don't get cocky. Concentrate.
Almost there. Nope.
Grim!
Ah, shit. My head hurts. Hey, did I hear the sound of a human body hitting the ground?
It's my boyfriend. He's fallen.
Good God. Climbing without a permit? We have to get him to the doctor.
There he is. What the hell, Grim? Damn knucklehead.
What happened?
You climbed up a cliff in the park and then fell and hit your head.
Luckily, the park ranger found you and carried you here.
Carried? What were you doing climbing so high? You should be more careful. I told him not to do it, but he was determined to get the red ginseng. Red ginseng? Grim, you shouldn't be eating red ginseng in your condition.
I wasn't going to eat it, Jessica.
Wait, what condition? Oh, I'm sorry, Grim. I should have said that in private.
It's okay, Jessica. Emily, I have a heart condition because my cock is comically large.
Are you serious? I wouldn't put it that way. It's just the arousal in Grim here could potentially lead to heart failure if he doesn't take care of it quickly. Oh my god, that sounds really serious. It is very serious. That's why Grim needs to stay away from stimulants such as ginseng. Thank you for letting me know, Doctor. Grim here clearly can't be trusted to take care of his own health.
Why is everyone piling up on me? I'm still alive, aren't I?
Don't be a risk taker, Grim.
Hey, I'm a treasure hunter.
Oh, Grim, you're helpless.
Hopeless, rather.
Well, the MRI scan looked fine, so I'm gonna let you go, Grim.
Thanks, Doc.
Please stay safe.
Thank God you're okay, Grim. You scared me.
Emily, I remember a little bit about what happened. Look, you climbed way too high. That's what happened.
You told the ranger I was your boyfriend. I remember it.
You're imagining things, Grim. I didn't say that.
But it was so vivid.
Nope, didn't happen.
Well, I guess it's possible I dreamed it.
You hit your head, Grim. That's what happens.
Oh, of course you'd say that.
Don't worry, Emily. I'll find a way to get you the red ginseng. I won't let you do it unless you promise not to do anything stupid.
I'll figure out a better way to reach it.
Okay, Grim, I'll trust you. I need to get back to the store. You going to be okay?
I'm as good as new, Emily. Never better.
Butter.
Never butter.
Butter?
Never better.
Oh boy. Come to the store if you think anything there could be helpful.
Never butter!
What do we have here?
Heavy cord.
Ooh. What do we have here?
A basic container. Chair!
Come on, there's always use for a chair. We could put a chair up to that mountain and then, you know, come on. It could work.
Rebuilding efforts continue as the one-year anniversary approaches the Hurricane Evelyn. Yeah, I know that. There was a hit. I don't have the key card. It won't work.
In order to climb the cliff, you'll need the core. Right.
Why didn't I think of that? Duh.
Okay, cool. So I don't have to use the gods for this.
I did it!
A grappling hook! Alright, Batman, let's go find the treasure.
What do we have here?
Wow.
What could this be?
Red ginseng. More rare than green. If you need more, search the jungle, but prepare to do a lot of searching.
It won't work.
Oh, okay. We'll climb up there then, too. Another container.
What could this be?
No, it's gaffer tape. Okay. So we got the tape, and we got the pipe wrench, and we got the grappling hook. What else did I need? Wrench grip. I don't have that yet. I don't know where that could be. Sometimes you just find shit. It's really crazy how that works. It's like a bunch of random shit in a room. And he's like MacGyver and puts it all together. Or the gods do. Okay, well,
Seems like a good spot to leave off for now, guys. This is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Treasure of Nadia on Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We're now 14%. We've gone up a whole percent in an hour. A whole percent. It's literally going to take days for us to actually get finished with this game.